Hello and welcome back to Britpop History, the podcast where we are reliving the Britpop years in real time, exactly 30 years later. Welcome to February 1993. Having seen the first shoots of a new British indie scene start to emerge in 1992, January 1993 had been a strangely sparse month. But looking back at February, we see a number of bands that would go on to be known as Britpop getting involved. But before we get into those, as we always do, let's have a look back at what was making the news exactly 30 years ago. On 3rd of February in Los Angeles, the trial begins for the four police officers accused of beating Rodney King. In Waco, Texas, the FBI stormed the Branch Dravidian compound of the cult leader David Koresh. And on TV, Michael Jackson has an interview with Oprah Winfrey, which was watched by a reported 90 million people in the US alone.
I want you to sing something a cappella for me if you can.
Oh, no. What can I sing?
Who is it? You know, that whole, do that little beat thing. Mm. Since we're here in the theater.
Oh, boy. What can I sing? Who is it? Where did that hee-hee thing come from? It just comes out of...
Hee-hee.
Out of singing. Wait. Bam. I gave my money, I gave my time, I gave up everything in life one heart could find. It doesn't seem to matter and it doesn't seem right, but the will is right, no function till I cry alone. And
in the UK box office, The Bodyguard was finally dethroned by Bram Stoker's Dracula, which remained number one throughout February. Directed by Francis Ford Coppola and featuring an incredible lead performance from Gary Oldman, the film also featured Keanu Reeves, delivering one of the all-time worst English accents on screen.
Was she in great pain?
Yeah, she was in great pain. Then we cut off her head and drove a stake to her heart and burned it, and then she found peace.
Doctor! Please. Doctor, you must understand. I doubted everything, even my mind. I was impotent with fear.
I know.
But, sir, I know where the bastard sleeps. I brought him there, to Carfax Abbey.
No!
No!
Wait!
No, let them go! Let them go! Our work is finished here. Hers has just begun.
The British singles charts were dominated by Dutch dance duo Two Unlimited, whose Eurodance anthem No Limit remained at number one throughout the month. Big hits were also scored by established UK artists such as Paul McCartney, Mick Jagger and Rod Stewart, as well as international big hitters such as Michael Jackson, Madonna and Rolf Harris. The UK boy band scene was in full effect, with Manchester Pretty Boys' Take That hitting number two with Why Can't I Wake Up With You, while their rough round the edges Walthamstow rivals E17 scored their biggest hit yet, number five with Deep. Looking at the indie hits of the month, the biggest one was from Suede, who achieved their best ever chart placing with the iconic Animal Nitrate. Bernard Butler's searing guitar provides the backdrop to a sordid story of drug-taking and depravity, but with a skyscraping sing-along chorus, and to this day remains a high point of the Britpop era. Saint Etienne were back with the second single from their So Tough album, taking their perfect mix of twee 60s pop with dreamy synths and Sarah Cracknell's entrancing voice. Oxford's Radiohead released single Anyone Can Play Guitar on the 1st of February, with the album Pablo Honey following on the 22nd. Having spent late 1992 supporting Kingmaker, the album saw little traction initially, reaching number 25 on the UK album chart. Their single Creep, having been released the previous year to minimal success, ended up becoming a hit in Israel. It then attracted regular rotation on radio and MTV in America, and later on in 1993 would be re-released and catapulted their careers forward. Last month, I talked about the Irish band Frank and Walters and their single After All. Two more Irish bands hit the charts in February. Hothouse Flowers with An Emotional Time, plus The Cranberries had their first UK chart success with Linger, reaching 74 for just 1 week. The Cranberries had a similar story to Radiohead, in that Linger and Dreams had both been unsuccessful singles, and it was regular plays on MTV that was the catalyst to their success. So much so that as they were supporting Suede later in the year, their success meant their places were switched, with the Cranberries now headlining. Both Dreams and Linger would end up being re-released in 1994. Pulper having another crack at the big time with single Razzmatazz. Once again, a great critical response does not translate to chart success. It only makes 80 in the chart. This was their last single for Gift Records, and it didn't end up making the upcoming His and Hers album, but it has gone on to be a classic in the Pulp back catalogue. The Auteurs' debut album, New Wave, came out in February, and although it failed to crack the charts, it did receive critical acclaim, including a Mercury Prize nomination. It's now heralded as a vitally important album in the early days of Britpop. Because it is a Britpop album, Luke. Anyway, thank you for listening to episode 11 of Britpop History. Join us next time to look back at March 1993, as Suede released their debut album, and Elastica and Oasis record demos that would go on to shape their upcoming debuts. So let's talk about some Britpop demos, shall we? We'll see you next time.